Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum Batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone. Social and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Turn the mic on. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Don't sit over there and act like, yeah, I'm back in effect. Okay? Yeah. Now, first of all, you remember when I called in and I was sick, coughing, and then you had to, then you tried to rub it in my face with the Tennessee Titans, and they lucked up and beat the Buffalo Bills again.
That was not me.
You played it. Jay. But you pushed play.
I did push play.
Okay, then. So then you were the person that's at fault. So now we're starting to build a character, you know, list about you.
That was me.
Yeah. And then even before that, see, I understand what everybody's like, oh man, you know, Nick's coming out of his shell, he can kind of throw it back at you. Now you tried to test me and see how mentally strong I was, physically strong I was, emotionally and spiritually, by trying to infect me with this sickness, you and Connor. Mm-hmm. And Jake was the backup because he's the mastermind. Okay. I had to go back and think, how did I get sick to the point that I had to question, like, how? Like, possibly could they try to infect me with COVID twice? No, they wouldn't do that. What did they try to come up with? Some new stuff. Yeah. But now I narrowed it down to you. Young man.
It was me.
And Connor. Okay. And I see he's not here today. He just threw
you
two.
He knew.
Right. He knew the wolf is back. I ate all. That the whole sickness. I ate it. Like, just like Tony went, give me all your bullets. Give me all your sickness. This ain't the Lincoln Project. This ain't Tuskegee.
Okay.
I'm going to go on your little search history, you and Jake. No, listen here. It is exactly 4:03 and 59 seconds for the next hour and 56, 53 minutes and 55 seconds. I am knee deep in your you know what, just like my grandma used to tell me. I'm giving you a fresh, unwrapped, fresh, she used to, I don't know if I could say it, butt kicking. Mm-hmm. She used to have this left hook too.
Mm. Bad baby, yeah. Bad baby.
What's up?
How you been?
I'm not all the way back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? The only highlight was I got to see my daughter play volleyball. You know what I'm saying? She did her thing. Showed some competitive spirit. I said, you know what? She came out her shell. She got a little bit of that Foreman drive in her. I said, that just inspired me to just come in here and just wreak havoc on you today. On everybody. Even Rico. Yeah,
it's,
you.
It's been a while. I've missed it.
Yeah, you, Mars Blackman. Over there. Every time I see the Knicks over there, I be thinking about you. Yeah, you and Detlef Shrimp in there.
Nick, do you know who Mars Blackman
is? No, I was about to look him up before I even commented.
You knew Detlef Shrimp?
Hey, what you trying to get into?
Get in.
What's up?
Listen here.
What's up, Hunk?
I'm going to tell you just like I told another young man that's about like eight. He's probably about 21 and 22 years old.
What's up?
Okay. Listen here. You're a little young. How old are you, man?
I'm 27.
Yeah, so you're a little young man. Okay? Let me tell you something. You come messing with me for 3 minutes, it's going to be the worst 3 minutes you ever have in your life. And then after, if you last after 3 minutes, then you can have it.
Okay.
This is the only thing that only lasts 3 minutes in my life. Everything else, I'm got stamina forever.
I bet.
But you want
to
come throw?
I was waiting for you to throw that in there. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I just had to make sure.
Yeah.
You know, I got that. Yeah, I got that.
It was necessary. I got you.
I'm the black. I was going to say who I was, but he ain't him no more. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Almost let that slip.
Yeah. You guys got me hyped up in here. I got to chill out.
He had that dump button ready for you.
Look, I don't know what I did, but I'm here for it.
All right. It's your boy Nick. Look at Nick sitting over here.
Look, I already got into him.
You missed the beatdown.
Jay, we're fine.
I already got into him. Okay. He had a rough half an hour.
What'd you do, Nick?
We've moved on.
You moved on? New thing? What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Tell him what you did.
Hold on, Nick.
Tell him what you did.
Nick, aren't you a Red Sox fan?
No.
What are you?
Mets? Cubs.
Cubs? Yep. Oh, that's Rico that
Rico's
wanted
the Yankees.
And he wanted my Astros to lose.
Mm-hmm.
See how we do it. Yeah. Boy, that mattress dude down there about to break bread. They win though.
Oh man!
You gonna make win like 36 million?
36 million. He's doing his thing, man. He's constant. Give him credit. Like he's out loud all the time. How you feeling?
Sooner or later he's gonna hit.
Well, he's already won. Like he won back when they went to the World Series and won it.
Yeah, he won.
He won. Oh man, I forgot how much
he gave away $1 million worth of furniture or something, but. He bet on them again last year and they lost. Now he's betting on them and they got to win this year and they're the heavy favorite. That's the only problem. But they got Dusty Baker, though.
Got Dust, man. Got big Dust. Hell.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to ask you this, Nick.
He's trying to ignore
world-renowned, famous baseball player did Dusty Baker play with? Tell me right now. You got 5 seconds.
I don't have it in five. I can't think of it.
I've
heard of it. I know.
You don't know who Dusty Baker played for?
No, who played with?
No, I know. When you say the name, I'm gonna remember.
Hank Aaron.
Okay, yes, I do remember that.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do know who Hank Aaron is.
So you know who he played for?
Baseball dude. You're a baseball dude.
Okay.
You don't know who Hammer and Hank.
They're literally one of two teams playing in the World Series.
Oh, it was the Braves. That's the whole storyline. Like, yes, it was the Braves. Yeah, it was the Braves.
Yeah. Dang, Rico, so that Rico then scrambled your brain like some scrambled eggs.
I'm off my.
So you know that
today.
Dusty played for the Braves.
I do know that. Yes.
Are you putting it all together?
Yes, I am putting it all
together. Home run 715. When Hank.
Yes, from Hank. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why it's important to Dusty? Because Dusty was on the on deck circle.
Okay.
He met Hank at home plate.
Okay.
We're educating you.
I'm gonna bring you back to life, Nick.
I'm gonna save this. I'm gonna save all my since you got me sick. I'm gonna save it for tomorrow. You just look defeated.
It's been
the whole drink thing.
No, it wasn't even that. It all started just yesterday morning.
The whole drink thing. What happened yesterday morning?
Just a lot going on. So, not even involved in the radio.
Anything to report from your flag football escapades?
Playoffs are Thursday night, 6:30. I might have to dip out of here a couple minutes early. Get Big Sky in here for the last segment.
Are you gonna be warmed up? Now it's gonna be good. If it's cold, are you gonna wear sleeves or are you gonna wear a little sweatshirt?
No, I'll just wear just normal.
Just t-shirt. Clothes.
I'll probably just wear a t-shirt.
He had his life flash before his eyes last week. Damian Daniels put his hands on him. Damian Daniels gave him them lineman hands.
Were they heavy hands? Were they?
Yeah, they were good. I mean, he was quick.
were you trying to block him? No, I just sat here. Oh.
And he just
tossed you around.
Yeah, and then he's like, Nick, one thing you have to learn is one hand is longer than both hands, and he just extended with with one. So
we were worried that he was going to throw him into the console.
Yeah, it was a small, confined space.
That's the way you do it, man.
And DeAndre Thomas was over here. He was sitting where you're sitting, yeah, just licking his lips at Nick like,
you want one more?
But here you, I was. But you're back, though. You're still alive.
Yep, I am.
Feel better. You good? You okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Nick, you just look just defeated.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, though. You going to bounce back or are you going to be,
I'm gonna be just
the
fine.
Next hour and a half?
No, I'm going to be just fine.
All right, man. Stop moping around, man.
I'm not moping.
All right. All right. Let's
this guy get juiced up.
Let's give this man his flowers while he's here. Mm. Jay Foreman, for the second consecutive week, won doubled figures in his picks.
I mean, this is just what I do.
13-3.
I mean, I don't understand what is – I mean, is there any question – I mean, after Nick, is there any question now? Is there any question when it comes to picking games? Mm-hmm. Is there any question? First, it was like, oh,
results,
the dude said, you didn't do it against the spread. Okay, I just took it another level and did the same thing. It doesn't matter. This here is serious.
Yep. Results don't lie.
Right.
Yep.
So for you people out there, man, you better start coming with your ducats. There's no more free game.
26-6. Mm-hmm.
That's
over
how
2 weeks.
I mean, that's just, you know what 26-6 is? That's what I average in high school. 26.6 boards.
Six turnovers.
He finally calmed down.
Yep,
and you just
go.
Gonna poke him again. What is wrong? Did you bump your head
you
today?
You way too comfortable. Just, you know what I mean?
I'm just like, Nick, no, man. What are you doing?
We do have big news, though. Bubba Starling and J.D. Spielman retired. I saw that.
I did see that.
What does that you see that's just,
it's not big news, but it isn't, you know.
No, it's huge news, but it that's just a dark hole that we're gonna that if we go down.
Oh no, we're not trying to. That hole is closed. I was just saying.
Yeah, like we go down that hole. So again, I want to give Jay credit again. 26-6 over all of this. So now the pressure's on. Press is on.
Back it up.
Again? All right. Yeah. What do you need?
I
for you people out there, Woody, just hit the text line up. What do you need?
World Series.
Oh, the Astros are winning.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Is that a pick from your heart or is that a pick from your mind?
See, that's the difference between me and you. Okay, you pick and do stuff on emotional. That's why you.
That's
just
where I was asking you.
That's why you're impulsive. I do it from my mind.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I just wanted to clear
Astros.
It up. I wanted to be clear.
Astros in five.
I was gonna wear my Astro stuff today, but I
Astros.
Why
in
didn't
five.
You? I was kind of surprised not.
Well,
to.
because Captain Lakecamp was coming in.
Okay,
I wanted to at least. Be able to rock the hat with him and do that. I didn't want to feel too bad with it. That's all. But I'm agreeing with him.
Oh, I would say so as well.
You watch any of the NBA, Nick, since it's back?
A little bit of it. I've been able to watch Chicago a couple times, but I don't have league pass this year, so not as often.
They're 4-0.
They are. For the first time since 96, DeMar DeRozan has been better than expected.
They were waiting for you. Faisal says we haven't forgot about your one chip challenge, by the way.
Well, I mean, Nebraska lost to Michigan. Would you like another challenge there? What's his name?
Faisal.
I'm not going to do it on Purdue. It's not big enough. Who do they play after?
Ohio State.
If Nebraska beats Wisconsin or Iowa,
Because he said they're not going to beat Ohio State.
He said he just skipped right over Ohio State.
Skipped right over Ohio State.
Wisconsin or Iowa.
Yeah.
Those are – I've written this. I didn't skip over to Ohio State. That's the biggest rivals right there, those two, for Nebraska.
How does that make you feel, though, when you say that Wisconsin and Iowa are the rivals? Because you had rivals.
Yeah, it's no different.
You had rivals.
Yeah, it's no different. There's just not the long history because we haven't been in the Big Ten. But they're the rivals or team that they got to strive to beat and get past.
But doesn't the rivalry have to be?
Yeah, it has to be reciprocated.
Yeah, like you have to the other team has to win sometimes.
But still, yeah, but yeah, when Oklahoma was running through Nebraska, it still was a rivalry, and Oklahoma was winning at the clip that these other teams are winning. So, whatever you want to call it, it's a team that's been a thorn in Nebraska's side for some time.
So looking, it's Purdue. It's Purdue week, and you're back home, 2:30 start, 2:30 kick.
Right.
Which, in my heart of hearts, I kind of wanted it to be an 11 o'clock kick, just so they can get back into some routine. Like you want
like week to week. Yeah. You go two night games, then you play 11, then you come at 2:30. Well, I mean, everybody had the excuses after the Minnesota game. It was too early, so now you just got the happy medium. I guess all we're doing right now is trying to find the compromise.
In your days,
right?
Well, that's kind of what they came up with, and I still think they'll end up putting Ohio State at night as well, just for grins and giggles. But through all of what you've talked about over the course of a year, that this is a game where ultimately the players have to get it right. Like, this is not a coach's win scenario. This one's one against Purdue. They should match up. Purdue's got injury issues. They've got they just came from a beatdown. Should be simple. What's your expectation for that bye week? Because the bye week, to me, is a chance to recharge, reboot, redirect. Do you think that's what happens here?
Yeah, I think they did. So, from – what the players said, it sounds like they're, recharged, refocused. They've been going at it a while, which is, look, they had week zero game and they've been going, 8 weeks in a row. So, if they use the bye week or just come out of the bye week with the right mindset, they can still finish off the season and actually have a good season for them. So, Purdue got injuries and stuff like that, but they have coaches over there who are well compensated, well respected. They got players over there that are still on scholarship and probably were waiting their turn to play. So the opportunity is there. So you can't go out there and say, oh, they have, so and so injured and, just kind of just Cadillac through it. They're, just a week ago, they were a top 25 team and they beat Iowa, at Iowa. So, look, they got the best receiver in the Big Ten and then one of the best in the nation. You know he's getting the ball. He hasn't been stopped the last 2 years. As the pressure and coverage, starts to focus on him more, he still produces. So, and Brohm, regardless of, it seems like every year or every two games that he has to play a new quarterback because one gets hurt, other one comes back, he gets hurt. Third guy goes in, he gets hurt, then they do the, musical chairs again, but they're all productive. And, they're going to be wanting to come back and redeem themselves not only because they lost last week, but then also Nebraska beat them, pretty handily last year at Purdue. So they're going to be ready to play. Nebraska, I think is going to be ready to play. And, do I think Nebraska is better than Purdue? Sure, but that doesn't mean anything until, we or they go out there and play. And, the coaches are going to put together a game plan like they do every week. And the players got to go out there and execute. And in what you're saying, or I guess what I'm taking for, at some point in time, the players have to take over and truly take ownership of the team. And that's where if you talk to any coach that's won national championships, Big Ten West, or anything like that, and it could go across any sport, but we're talking about football is that you want to have guys that, have the sweat equity, I like to call it, invested in there, and they're, taking ownership of the team, and then the coaches can kind of just coach. They don't have to worry about, 20 guys being late to class and all that stuff, or like, you know what I mean? So, you know, they got to all step up, you know. I think it was a young team, really, really young team, if not the youngest in the nation when the season started. By this time in the season, nobody's a freshman or sophomore anymore. You've played enough, you've practiced enough, and you played in enough games that you shouldn't. Now, granted, you're going to be learning because you're going, you know, you haven't faced, you know, Purdue before if you're a freshman. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't be going out there and wondering if you can play because you've already done it, you know, numerous times, you know, prior. So, I think, you know, look, if they, you know, I would like to say if they continue to play like they have been playing, then they'll, you know, be fine. But I don't think they played up to the level that they have been previously against Minnesota. So, you know, they guys got to get back to the same, you know, mindset and energy and execution that they were, you know, having at times against, you know, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, you know, even at times the second half of Oklahoma, and then they'll be fine. And they got to go out there and play to that level and then play a little bit more and be a little bit more attentive to detail and go out there and let the details enhance their athletic ability.
Were there bye week scenarios in the 90s?
Yeah, I think we had one. I hated it because Coach Osborne, we went back to spring ball type of stuff. Back to the basics, fundamentals, you know, physical. And now granted, we got time off, you know, like, you know, so they could go out and recruit and, you know, guys could, you know, get their, if there's some injuries or something like that. But, you know, it wasn't, you know, we just sat back and rested. You know, we got after it and kept our, you know, our game as tight as possible. So, there wasn't many. It's different, you know, because of the dynamics of college football back then versus now. But, Coach Osborne and those guys made sure we went back and got after it. Probably did some self-scouting, right, just like a regular bye week in the NFL, and see what you're doing good, see what you can improve on, see who's gotten better, who was kind of maybe regressed or stayed the same. It also gives you a chance to look at, you know, some guys on your roster that hadn't really probably gotten in the game much or, you know, got a lot of practice reps. And so, you know, as long as it's productive and you have a plan, it's you know, it's always going to, you know, be good coming out of it. One thing I will say is even before I started, you know, going down to the stadium, and in particular, I'm going to reference back when Nebraska was playing at Wisconsin. So I'm assuming that was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Out of the bye week, you know, I really liked Scott Frost and company's offensive plan against Wisconsin's defense up there. Felt like, you know, they kept them off balance, defense played well, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, they've shown the ability to come out of a bye week and perform well. So I think they'll, you know, they'll be fine.
Is the bye week easier to manage via players or through the coaching staff? Because the players know what other players are doing during the bye week. What's easier? Is it easier for the players to manage and police that, or should that be a coach's
deal? Oh, it's got to be both. The coach is going to set the standard of what you can and can't do or should or shouldn't do, and then the players got to hold each other accountable outside of, you know, the stadium hours and the hours that the coaches can spend with them or communicate with them to what the coach wants. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. I mean, the bye week, I mean, look, you're here to play football. Okay. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, you're getting an education, but you're here to play football. So just because you have a bye week doesn't mean the season's over. The season is over when the season is over. So, you know, you know, it shouldn't be like, oh, we're going, you know, 4 or 5 days and kick it. You need to take these 4 or 5 days, get treatment, maybe get ahead in your schoolwork, and, you know, get healthier if you know, you dinged up a little bit. And that what needs to be your vacation. All the fun stuff is, you know, on hold until the season's over.
Is there anybody that's playing healthy, 100% healthy now?
I don't think so. I think that's gone after the second practice. Everybody's always going to be dinged up. There's always going to be something. That's just part of the game of football. That's why you can't fake football. You can't, you know, lallygag your way through a football practice or game because it's too physically and mentally demanding. So you know it really shows, you know, a lot of things besides your athletic ability, and so you can't do that. So you know you're never going to be 100%.
We're headed into Purdue week. What are your thoughts, Jeff Brohm as a coach? What do you know?
I mean, I think he's done well. I think he had, you know, I think if Rondale Moore hadn't got hurt, you know, I think the program would be in a different state right now. I think they would have won a few more games. But I like him. You know, I think he's a, you know, tough-minded coach. He can, you know, his offensive schemes seem to always work well. They always, you know, give Nebraska a little bit of fits. And so, you know, you got nothing but respect for him. And for him to be able to, you know, have an offense that's pretty consistent, you know, throughout the years with as many quarterbacks that have been in and out of the lineup is impressive. And he's made the most out of his roster, you know, for the most part. And he's not, you know, afraid to make some tough decisions. So, you know, I like him.
We're going to throw the break here. When we come back, I do want to go up and down your NFL results, game by game, get your thoughts. And then we'll get into a little conversation about J.D. Spielman and what his legacy could have been and what you think it is now, now that he's saying that he's stepping away from the game. We'll do all that on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.